NobleKnight.com is your one-stop shop for all things role-playing, board, wargaming, and collectible card games. Noble Knight Games is committed to providing you with the best possible selection of new and used products with a selection of over 100,000. Everything on the site is in stock and ready to ship to you worldwide. Discounts are available, and you can expect reasonable prices for rare items. You can even sell or trade your stuff to them. NobleKnight.com, where out of print is available again.
Throughout the ages, there have been heroes and warriors who have embarked on quests to save faraway lands and free the people from would-be conquerors. With dice and not a lot of common sense in various role-playing games, today, our legends come from the halls of This Week in Geek, an unlikely group of nerdy adventurers armed with some pretty stupid ideas and a horseshoe up their butts come together to save the day in These Warriors Are Terrible! Seriously, these are the guys we're going to go with?
Welcome back to These Warriors Are Terrible. Tonight, the finale of Nightmare Lake. We've actually had one of our first official player deaths during this adventure, but thanks to the branch of life, he was resurrected, though his god is disappointed in them. Now they find themselves in a dark, cursed forest on their way to Mirkwood Manor and to discover the secret of the witches that have the queen and the princess held captive in a dark ritual to resurrect, well, only God knows what. So tonight, we are dedicating our last episode to Dennis Bernard. May he rest in peace, the father of former Twig intern AJ Bernard. But now that we have our adventure underway for the last hour, we are
Colin Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust.
Justin, Mr. Ecock.
Big Mike from the 404s.
Tom, he is an evil genius, White.
And I'm Derek the Bard.
All right, when last we left them, they were surrounded by wolves. One of them, a zombie dire wolf.
Oh, man.
And this thing looks mad. However, thanks to the quick thinking of our halfling sorcerer, they are dazed.
No, it was the dwarven bard.
Whatever.
I lanced it with disrupt undead.
No, take the credit.
Okay.
It was all me.
So, have
I just not done enough this campaign for the things I do to not stand out?
Can't steal your thunder hard and fast enough.
It's my own thunder.
So now that it's come to their turn, it is the top of the combat. Since they're dazed.
Yep.
It is Big Mike, it is your go.
All righty then. Well, I have a short bow, which I've it's kind of funny because I built this character around using being a ranged fighter, and this is the first time it's come up. So just using my short bow straight up, and yeah, 19.
You definitely hit it.
Cool. 1d6, no strength modifier addition because it's not a composite bow. I lost my d6. Come back, d6!
Amazing how you can even see what the number is on those things.
You rolled a 6?
Yep.
This thing is definitely not looking good. You can see it kind of limping now. It doesn't look happy. More of its skin is starting to flake off. You're seeing its back muscles are exposed, and whatever was left in its guts
really
are oozing out onto the ground.
Come on. We just ate.
I'm very vivid. Connell, your go.
I reload my crossbow. That is the end of my round.
I think I'm next after Connell.
Yes, it is you.
Okay. Disrupt undead.
Disrupt undead.
Key points at it. Another phrase. Eden Nazu.
Limited armory.
Is a 17.
Deals 17 damage.
No, I hit it on a 17.
Yep.
So,
you definitely hit it.
Okay. And damage takes 2 damage.
Once again, whatever's left in its stomach is quickly spilling out onto the ground. Its front leg has broken. You can see it start to howl in pain. It is now Tom's go.
Okay. I'm going to draw out the ghost dagger as a free action because I have quick draw again.
Yep.
And I'm going to charge, which gives me +2 to a melee attack.
Yep, but -2 to your AC.
Okay.
All right. Hit it.
Let me use your not sucky die.
Thank you. Game science, $10.
What's there's 3 plus 7?
Yeah, seriously.
No,
10.
Plus, I forgot the +2. So, 12?
You unfortunately just miss. Basically, you take a swipe at it. Master. It kind of throws its head to one side, and you would have hit where its jaw was. So you would have hit, but it just went through the air. So, past it. All right, Justin, it is your go.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, with my hand still free and my sword still sheathed, I'm going to call now upon the divine favor of Iomedae. And that's my round.
All right, so you're going to...
I'm just trying to see if the channel energy, which I really don't want to... I don't know. I think it's a standard action as well. So.
I think so. So that would be your action for the round.
And there's really not much I can do other than, like...
Yeah,
and,
but
and I'll plant my shield.
You've got, like, six times per day to use. So
channel energy, but I've got four of those left. But if I get divine favor, it'll give me +1 to my attack and damage once I take my sword out for the rest of this battle, which would be great. It will last for a minute, which will be for the rest of this battle.
Yeah.
I plant my tower shield. If anyone wants to take cover, it's right here.
All right, so you plant your tower shield.
Dragon guy, I thought you were a demon, but you're all right.
All right, the dire...
You thought I was awesome the minute I started attacking the dire wolf with
magic. One of the ordinary wolves to attack. I'm going to say, I'm trying to look. Thanks. Who's behind Justin?
I'm behind a tower shield.
Okay. So it's going to go after, I'm going to say...
I did just charge it, so you
can
go ahead.
Yeah, so you would be threatened by it, yeah.
Yeah.
What was the name of the chicken?
Does
I just want that to
Reginald.
Be for Reginald.
Unfortunately, Tom, I know you're definitely hit with a 20.
Oh,
it's not a natural 20.
For me, in
so
memory of
you
me.
Take...
One life to live my ass.
For sauce.
6 damage.
Okay, and I still have 2 temporary hit points, so I...
Yep.
So, okay.
4 damage now.
So I'm down to 22 hit points.
So this
points.
Thing takes a bite out of your, like, arm?
Doesn't have any teeth left.
No, this is an ordinary wolf.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the 3 regulars.
Okay, then. So the next wolf is going to attack. It's going to go after Connell.
Yeah. You really scream a lot.
Does a 19 hit you? Yeah, it does.
A 19 does indeed hit me.
Okay, you take 4 damage.
Peas.
It bites you. And
you
the
really like that expression.
Last wolf... is going to go after Big Mike.
It's a good expression.
It's coming from behind the direwolf, basically between its legs.
Well, I haven't left my horse at all. That's the thing.
Well, you should maybe have specified that.
Sorry.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe.
Sorry. Yeah. If you want, I can be off my horse. It's not a big deal.
Well, are you or aren't you?
I'm gonna say yeah, because... Yeah.
I'm going to say you're off your horse.
Yeah,
hey, no
okay.
problem. No
in
problem.
Combat.
No problem.
He does a 18 hit you?
Does just by 1.
Okay, so you take... Nuts. 5 damage.
Okay.
Basically, this thing grabs a hold of your ankle. It just kind of snaps at you.
Okay. Well, thanks to Justin, I had 2 temporary hit points, so I'm okay.
All right. So, top of the combat, Big Mike.
Yeah.
You got this wolf right in front of you.
Well,
Faux hammer.
No, I don't want to waste. Are you kidding me? I'm going to get myself in shit with that. Although it is a +3 hammer for me, technically. And 1d8 +2. Screw
the wolf. You don't have to activate a special ability.
How are we at the top of combat? I rolled a 3 on that initial.
The wolves went after.
And then the wolves went.
Yeah.
And then, they were attacking. Oh, sorry. I'm thinking you guys are doing turns. They're just attacking.
Right. Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to use Faux Hammer. I'm not using
the ability.
I'm not using the ability.
Okay. Thank you.
No. And, 9 +3. 11. Probably missed.
12.
You just missed. Basically, you swing the hammer. The wolf right in front of you just kind of scampers back.
I missed once.
And you miss. Connell, your go.
Ah.
Yeah, I missed.
I am
12,
now going to fire my ready and loaded crossbow.
Oh, all right.
At the wolf that is attacking Big Mike here.
Okay.
Aw, who cares?
Sazow. That is what I scream. that's going to be a total of 15.
You hit.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so it's a 15.
All right,
and then
so the
I roll.
Bolt hits it. How much damage do you do?
Well, it sees me, so I don't get that. I get these. That's 10 +1 because it is within 30 feet of me. So that's 11. The 4 from that. So we're looking at 15. And do I add my dex?
No, that's just a hit.
That's just a hit. That's not to damage.
Did you fire a lightning shot with it too?
Yes.
Okay, so
that was the additional 4.
Boom! You fire the crossbow bolt, flies, hits the wolf dead center in the head.
Nice.
Drops.
Nice.
Doesn't get up again.
slick.
Is that the dire wolf?
No, that was just a regular,
that was a regular wolf.
So I'm zapping the dire wolf again.
All right, then.
As a free action, he'll turn to the dwarven bard and just give him like a like a nod.
All right, so you're going after the dire wolf again?
Eden the zoo! That's 712.
He played distracting 12. Music
right.
When I went on the panty radio.
So, yeah, if I hit it,
it's
deals 3 damage.
My dwarf is incredibly pissed off at what
you
happened.
You do not hit it, unfortunately.
A panty raid gone wrong.
Yeah. All right, so
no,
now we go to
got
Tom.
Pissed off, you know. All right, I'm going to stab him again with the dagger, which I missed with last time.
You're trusting my dice now?
The dire wolf, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Natural 20.
Yep. See if you confirm the crit.
One.
You do not confirm the crit, but you definitely hit.
All right.
They're fair, not biased. This is after I rolled 3 ones in a jam session.
Gee.
Oh, max damage, though, so that's 9 damage.
You basically grab the wolf by the part of its jaw.
I didn't roll grapple.
Dramatic. You grab it by the jaw where half of it is, grab it, throw its head aside, take your dagger, plunge it right through its heart. This thing violently shudders and drops. Nice. The other wolves look at each other and bolt.
Woo.
Oh. Oh.
The dire wolf?
We killed the alpha male.
You killed the dire wolf.
That was sweet.
Right. Yeah. This thing, after you stab, once you remove the dagger out of its heart, it starts to dissolve into this sickish green puddle and just absorbs right into the ground.
Hey, it's one of my spells.
I'm
going to
clean my dagger.
It smells, the best way to describe it, it smells very foul, like very garbagey. Like it's sick.
Mike, to remove the smell of garbage, I toss a bit of acid on it.
All right, you do
it. No. Prestidigitation. Gets rid of the smell.
Basically, I'm going to do something cool spell.
It's so useless. He throws the acid, which you then prestidigitate into
the
like polka dot paint.
No,
it still works. It smells nice.
Mm,
it
smells like flowers.
Oh, Lord.
Prestidigitation.
Like All right, you do as such. Thera.
I'm still angry, though.
Thera definitely calms down. So she's like, well, they know we're here.
So that's what that spell did.
Like, yeah.
No, I don't think you realize we just fought them.
Oh, that was it?
No, that was them.
That was it?
No, they know we're here, as in they're now stalking us.
Oh, I thought you said that was all of them.
No, that's...
Hang on. You're speaking in vague oracle-ese.
They were fighting through those creatures.
Yes, of course.
And the direwolf, I don't know what that was.
My suspicion, if I were to hazard something, would be that the malevolent forces in the area have either begun to raise things from the dead, or that they were using the direwolf as a control apparatus.
I think that's very reasonable to assume. Either way, I don't want to stay here too much longer.
I agree. Come, Corcus Maximus.
If that's also the case, though, then that means that the wolves wouldn't have naturally held a form of survival. So them retreating means that whoever was controlling them needed to bail, which means the one that we killed did damage of some kind to them. One can be safe to assume, anyways.
Hopefully, but at the same time, if they were using the direwolf to control the other wolves, then that would mean that the direwolf's destruction would remove that control mechanism. The wolves would naturally retreat.
So like, not if they were controlling the littler wolves directly. If they were just controlling the direwolf.
Right.
And then the direwolf was controlling the smaller ones through its through extension.
Yes.
Okay, that does make sense.
All right.
Dark magics.
So you guys continue your way.
The direwolf is definitely dead.
You guys continue your way through the cursed forest. Once again, feelings of dread and uneasiness finally start to subside once you come out of the forest and you emerge on a shoreline. You see a single boat sitting there, although it is now...
I think we've taken a wrong turn.
Although it is now getting late.
Are we in King's Quest 2?
What was the name of the quest again?
Nightmare Lake.
Oh, so this... metagaming, but like it's about time, right? It's been 4 hours.
Oh, hey guys, look, it's a lake filled with nightmares.
I knew I should have taken tensors for
the quest. When we approach the lake, does Charon show up?
Actually, yes.
Yep, called it.
Gua.
You see a skeleton in a boat.
Oh, I got a stick for that.
Good. All right, so
you see
the skeleton just kind of standing there. He's waiting for someone to approach.
I walk up to him, and I just hand him 2 copper.
He just stands there. He's waiting for the boat to be filled.
Oh, dear.
Fine. This,
does anybody want to make a perception or kind of a skill check?
Okay, right. Whoa.
That's
20 on perception.
Not really, no.
All right,
nope.
8.
9.
By kind of taking a look at him, Colin, you have seen people do this before. They'll use Animate Dead to perform really simple menial tasks.
Okay.
And as far as you can tell, the skeleton has been commanded, carry all in this boat.
Across.
It's not discriminating against who. Cause
just to ferry people.
Yeah.
I really want to blast it.
It assumes whatever made it here is meant to be here.
It knows where we're going.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys going to get in the boat?
It's like my only purpose in life is to destroy
these
things.
I assume we have to leave the mounts.
Yes. You know.
Destroy it when we get across the lake.
One thing at a time.
Yeah, we could just smash the skeleton into the water and it wouldn't do anything.
No, it's the only thing that knows where we're going.
All right, fine. Let's take the boat.
I'm just saying.
Corcus Maximus, be a good dog.
I think that your god may understand you not killing the undead at this exact moment because it's going to lead you to more undead.
I got it. I got it. Let's
I'm guessing we have to leave our horses behind.
Yes.
I'll hold my breath.
Poor Corcus Maximus.
Yeah, Tom, I don't think.
With these ranks and ride.
No, I can't take the dog with
me. I'm sorry, Tom. I don't think Santa Blackett's going to fit in the boat with us.
Santa Blackett hunting from the Shire.
But I spent no less than 5 minutes grooming its mustache.
Its glorious mustache.
All right. So, you guys all get in the boat. And the skeleton starts to bring you across. It takes you probably a good 2 hours. It's getting a lot later in the day. Thera doesn't look good. She looks visibly sick.
Are you okay?
You know,
she just kind of shakes her head and doesn't look anybody in the eye.
It's occurring to me, Thera, that if they went here and something infected them, then something may be trying to infect you at the same time.
She doesn't look you in the eye.
I don't think that we should bring her along. Or we don't think we should bring you along, especially considering you can't cast magic. There's no more reason for you to be here.
I agree.
Should go back.
It's for your own good.
We already know where we're going and what we need to do.
You've taken us this far.
Hang on.
I do like...
She actually has knowledge we don't have, though.
Sure, and I mean, like... Okay.
Thera, do you think you can hold your own in there?
The dark world of the undead. I mean, I'm going to pray to the one god who actually fights against this thing.
She's starting to nod her head.
All right, let's...
She starts throwing up violently.
Okay, no, I'm doing a heal check on her right now.
You're doing a heal check?
Inspire courage.
Well, heal check with a bit of the religion side of things, too. I mean, I've got the knowledge and the religion, and specifically against the Crusade of the Undead.
You can feel dark energies flowing through her.
Which is great. I rolled a 22.
Yeah, so you heal whatever damage. You've stopped her from, kind of throwing up. She's not shaking anymore. Yeah.
There's a lot of prayer.
But you can feel, if there ever was a battle for someone's soul happening, you can feel it.
Mike, since we've got a couple hours and this thing recharges by the hour, could using the Branch of Life on her give her a bit more
I can inspire
bolstering?
Courage. I can it fixes fear effects.
Well, I think this goes a little bit beyond fear effects.
I don't know.
Well, you don't know.
We're all doing what we can for her.
Virtue do? I've got virtue.
I'll use one of my hourly heal charges on her to see if I can.
So 17 for to dispatch her fear effects.
I picked up another thunderstone from the armory.
So did I.
They're handy, right?
I also picked up a potion of heal light.
Guys,
wounds.
Can we let the DM talk?
Yeah, she stops shaking, physically shaking. But you look in her eyes, and there's definitely still fear there.
Sure.
Does the heal help her at all?
It stops her from shaking, but she doesn't say a word. She just kind of sits in the back of the boat, just kind of huddles up.
Okay. So we basically
won't look anybody in the eye.
We've done all that we can for her to basically put positive energy into her.
Yeah. So more time passes, and you come up
to... You spent praying for me because I'm kind of freaking out.
You come to this lake, or you come to this island in this lake. It's shrouded in really thick forest, but just above the treetops, you can see the canopy of a house. And it looks destroyed.
I'm going to ask what is probably both a dumb question and an obvious one of why the hell would the king put his summer home here?
Because it probably looked nicer off season. Because now is
property
the
values,
season
man.
Of evil.
I believe in magic.
Yeah, no, right. Okay. Question. Is things like diplomacy used to calm people down?
Not really.
Okay. Can I do a charisma check or something like that just to keep talking to her?
Yeah.
Like good spirits.
Yep. You can do your best.
And I use the touch of glory to give you a bonus to that charisma check. It's only a +1, but it didn't really kind of help you out. You really screwed that up.
5.
Actually, Justin, I have an idea, like, though.
She's...
Stuff's not doing so bad.
You have a touch that gives me a bonus on skill checks, right?
The touch of glory gives you +1 to charisma and skill checks. The touch of law brings all of your skill checks to 11. So it's just like you don't roll.
You don't roll. You get them.
It's just boom, 11.
Sure, do that. I have an idea.
Right.
Okay,
so
what are you gonna do?
I have an intimidate of 9. I'm going to at least see if I can rally her by basically saying...
Yelling at her.
Yeah, you need to get on your feet. You are doing this for the king and the kingdom. You are doing this for your sisters.
She is a battle maid.
You have dragged us all out here. We need you now.
I like it.
My parents are dead.
All right. I'm going to roll something for her.
Actually, because she's a wizard, Mike, I'm going to shout it in a language that I know that wizards fucking speak at their core. I'm going to fucking shout it at her in Draconic.
And you're like a little halfling, and I'm just standing with my hand on your shoulder, like, dad. Okay.
No, you give me the touch, and you just kind of step back.
I'm just hanging there the whole time.
Little guy. Or roll me a will save.
Sure. And I basically get a 20 on that one.
Okay, so you do as such. You yell at her. You rally her.
Yep.
She stands up.
Okay, and the will save that you wanted.
I take a defensive action.
13.
She stands up.
I take a defensive action.
Looks up, looks you straight in the eye. It's the same look that you saw from the silver cloak. Roll reflex.
What? You mean the fireball, you mean? Okay.
And you just see tears coming down her face.
Sweet. Can we take the roll that you just made me do for a will save as the reflex save instead?
Let's see. What did you roll?
Well, I rolled a 10 on that one, and I rolled a 4 on this one.
Oh, you get hit.
+4, right?
Oh, yeah, plus
on
4.
A boat.
So it's
10
it's
damage.
On a boat.
Okay. She just whips off a fireball in my face?
Like that, and you just see her. She starts crying. Stop me, please.
I hit her with a tanglefoot bag.
Okay. Because she doesn't note because she's not paying attention to you.
We're like, surprise!
Automatically succeeds, basically.
And what that does is that roots her in place, and it makes it incredibly difficult for her to move.
Yeah, she's standing in the boat. She's trapped, basically.
I have 10 feet of hempen rope. I can tie her up.
I have 50 feet of silken rope. Together we can definitely tie her up.
And we'll be more comfortable.
Yeah, use the silk rope.
I have 50 feet of silken rope,
so
but I'm not going
to
use that.
So you're going to approach her?
Prestidigitation to make the rope even better.
Thanks for that, Mike.
How much are you carrying?
Me? I've got a grappling hook, a hammer, pens and ink, some parchment, bit
rope
of food.
Is pretty heavy.
Silken rope only weighs 5 pounds.
For 10 feet.
For 50 feet. 10 feet of hempen rope weighs more because it's hemp.
Okay. Silken rope is light and strong.
We'll need a lot more hemp before we're through, though.
Because I'm carrying 98 and a half pounds of stuff here. So.
So basically she's saying, please help me. She's started to basically go nuts.
Yeah.
Can I just knock her out with a magic missile?
Well, hang on.
Not with a magic fucking missile.
Yeah, most of them do is 5 damage.
Like, lethal.
I don't have a somebody
hand.
Use a blackjack.
Can I try to knock
her out? Just tie her up.
Because she can still cast. Knock her out with the back of your dagger or something while she's focused on
me. Actually, no. What you can do,
tied, then she'll...
if you tie her up and then also blindfold her, she can't cast anymore.
And gag her.
There are no spells that require only verbal components.
Doesn't matter. She's a wizard.
Yes, there are.
For bars there is? Okay, then.
For a wizard, by default, you gag them as well.
There are some spells that are only verbal.
Now, because you guys are all sitting there, she more or less took you guys by surprise. She does get one more attack. And
didn't
she's
tanglefoot her though?
Yeah, doesn't mean that doesn't fuck up her hands. Oh. So she casts Polar Ray.
Can I try and counterspell? So I only have level 1 and 0 spells, but
yeah, you can try.
Fuck it. No, but if Mike will let me.
Yeah. All right, counterspell. You better roll fucking retarded high.
Okay, well,
counter song. I'll do the same thing. It's got a visual component.
All right.
Level. 12 plus, what is it, my spellcraft, or?
Yeah.
It's 17.
Same here, 17.
Doesn't make it. The polar ray hits for, just give me a sec here, I'm just trying to decide how much I want this to do.
Who does it hit, is there an attack roll, or is it like reflex save, or?
No saving throw.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, you're hit no matter what.
All of us, or
it
hits a skeleton.
It's I'm gonna be nice and say it deals 3 points of cold damage because it's not the full her casting it.
Yeah. Okay.
So you and Tom, or you and Derek, both take
3 damage.
Sorry, can I see who's the you? You said you and Derek.
You or Mike and Derek.
Okay.
Let's say you take
Mike. Can I see the rulebook?
15.
I'm dead.
You're dead?
Okay. Well, she already dealt me 10 damage. Yeah, I'm dead.
Wait. Oh. No. What's your HP?
You have the stick of resurrection, right?
Hold on. Yep. Hold on. What's your HP at then?
7 after the last time she hit me with a fireball.
And so what did
someone
do
would
time?
Need to root that
a
out
lot.
Of your...
I'm dead.
Yeah, because it's equal to his constitution.
One left. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh.
If she reduces me into negative, I die.
No. If no. She reduces you to negative 10, you die.
Yeah. Oh, I'm barely still alive then.
Hey.
You're unconscious and dying.
Yeah, unconscious and covered in a layer of thick ice.
Okay, now we rush her.
Okay.
Rush her.
I grab an arm and, like, mouth.
Okay, because
I kinda
she didn't see it coming.
I bash her tango-footed body into the
you
water.
Grab
well, I
her.
I think it's once we
knock
we're
her
on
down.
The island, guys.
You
we're
are
not on the
right
boat.
On her chest. And you can just, you see this intense fury in her eyes, like she wants you dead.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
just whisper, she just, woman. She just says, kill me, kill me, kill me.
Hand over her mouth, hand over her eyes. Rope,
yep.
rope,
I have
50, rope, 50
arms,
feet
of silken rope,
you.
I tie her up.
Okay.
Does anybody want to fix me before I die?
I dive for the halfling and
he's not out of the
find
boat, is he?
the life branch that I really want to have back in my own possession anyways.
Okay.
And reach through his pockets to find it and...
Okay, so
he just used it,
10 points of damage.
No, I used it. It's once it recharges per hour.
Yeah, but
I used it hours ago.
The heal is once per hour. The resurrection is once per day. If
I only need the heal,
but you used it on
her.
Yeah, an hour, a couple hours ago.
Oh, has it been that long?
It took us 2 or 3 hours to get across the lake. Okay. Yep.
Never mind.
Galvar goes.
Birdman.
Grabs on the stick.
One cure light wounds potion.
I guess we're doing that
because
I
didn't want to abuse that. Magic sword.
Just gonna use that on myself.
You still have
okay.
it.
So, how much? It does 1d8 plus
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you roll?
4.
That's
total.
A 22 close. So, mod,
no.
CMB.
Okay. He's holding on to this. He looks you in the eye.
Yeah.
You're lawful.
Right.
He gave. He
neutral.
Says, "I gave you a magic sword in return for this.
For the...
We had a fair trade. Also, I saved your life.
You're
also,
just gonna
still
die
in
again.
Pain.
I let all it right. go
how
and
you heal,
cure light wounds in your direction.
5.
Yeah, I got 5. He's cure light woundsing me.
Okay.
Boom. For 6.
6 plus 1.
All right, so you have bound Thera. There's no way she's getting out of this. But you just see... it's like you could see whatever she was being stripped away.
I'm
going to have to fix this. Then,
I suggest
we?
That we put her on the boat and send her back to the other shore.
Yeah, let's leave her on the boat with the skeleton.
Look, what else are we going to do with her? If she stays here, she'll be corrupted.
Oh, yeah, speaking of the skeleton guy, we made it to the island.
It's
going to
take a
we
couple
we
of hours for her to get back, and then we're going to be stranded wherever we are.
Fair enough.
You're going to attack
I'm
it?
I'm blasting it.
You shatter it.
It
explodes in a spray
Mike,
of...
Well, I'm glad you
I'm
took
a,
the
what
part
what
of
does she
being
have on
stranded
her?
Seriously.
We got
she
a
has
bow.
A plus
get one long sword. She has a couple different rings.
I will
Did
take the rings.
The rings do not come off her fingers.
You know, we're still on the boat.
Like they are
all
locked
he did was
to her.
The skeleton
you try and grab them,
the
they won't move.
We can use the boat. I will take, however, her bag of spell components.
We don't need the skeleton to rope.
He was watching us anyway.
Any magic items that I can remove from her base? I want to try and disarm her as much
and
as possible.
You heal another
I'm not even trying to loot her. I just want to disarm her.
You take her sword and you take her spell
Tom,
components. Anything else
you
don't
healing?
Know?
Okay.
Because whatever energy is coming
bit.
Off of her is really
well, you
obscuring
get 5
any
anyway.
Spells you have.
You're
okay.
not at full.
I'm only down 4 hit points.
Yeah,
so
but
not...
when I blasted the skeleton away, anyone gets 5 who's
yeah,
alive.
Yeah, but that was before the last time I was hit. So.
Okay, but I mean, if you can get 5, you get it anyways. Don't worry
Birdman,
about it.
I just as a side note, I kept track of how we got here, just the path.
Okay.
Just yeah. so in case we have to paddle back.
And okay. I've got, like, that level 0 guidance. I know where North is.
Oh, fuck
we're
fuck
good.
Fuck.
All right. So, you guys tie up Thera. You
we'll
leave her in the boat.
Or...
Exactly.
And you guys are going to trek towards
all,
the forest, right?
Yeah, we make
He's
sure to
like
tie
it.
Up the boat at the shore as well, because somebody blew up our ride home.
Yeah, what? Come on!
Dumb it up. Come on.
It's, like, the only thing I do.
It's it. I've got one job. That's all I do.
You had one job.
All right, so you guys make your way through the forest. This looks immediately like the area you've seen.
Okay, I'm going to start looking for that stump.
You do get a bonus to it. A 5 bonus.
Okay, then that would put... Okay, it's 18 plus 5, and then plus your 5 is like 20...
Eight.
28.
All right, so you
just plus
10. Math. As you come in, as you come and see the manor come into full view, it's decayed. Parts of the roof are collapsed. It's like two stories. Windows are blown out. You see two gargoyles sitting right by.
Someone's been using thunderstones.
It's kind of pricey right for a unique fixer-upper.
You clear the debris away from a tree.
Flip the properties. Just flip it.
All right.
Hey, does this pole still work?
Yeah. Guys, you gotta check out this pole.
The foundation's great.
When do we move in? You gotta try this pole. I'm gonna get my stuff.
So, you clear away the debris from the door and roll me a reflex save.
Oh, sweet.
All of us or just Connell?
Just Connell right now.
Because we're like out in like front.
Connell doing the proper thief's job of triggering all the traps for us.
17.
17? Let me see what this is.
I really hope you just backflip away from the door as it explodes.
Just like, wah!
This is Jeopardy.
All right.
Zing, motherfucker.
All right. You do not succeed. A piece of earth underneath you gives way. And you are dropped down a 20-foot pit.
Peace.
Use your feather fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, feather fall boots.
All right, you feather fall boots. You're still descending. But you look down.
I crack a sunrod.
You crack a sunrod. You look
as quick as I can.
Use the pit. Just put your hands up against the walls.
Can I?
No.
Okay.
So what happens as you descend, you notice there's some kind of a liquid down there. Things are suspended in it.
Oh, I have.
Gelatinous cube! The greatest monster in all fantasy!
Sunrod, in my teeth, I have a grappling hook as well. I'm immediately going to take that out and try to attach it to something, anything.
Roll it.
Okay.
He's got time. He can make a couple of attempts at this point.
I was like, fuck. Oh! 13.
13, you do miss the first time.
Hang on. How long did that touch of law last?
Bourbon, he lit it up so I can see the grappling hook, 11. Right? Mage hand, I grab the grappling hook and pull it up.
Yeah, because you see me fall and then you see like a light
grappling hook and then the grappling hook. 6 seconds. He still falls for 6 seconds.
I know, but if Featherfall slows, does it slow him?
Yes.
If Featherfall slows him and he's hurling it up, I see the grappling hook. I'll roll and do it at a difficulty, but if I can mage hand in the grappling hook and fasten it to something.
Like grab the grappling
hook. I'll just.
Mage hand
but
in. How much does the grappling hook weigh?
4 pounds.
Yeah, four
I checked
pounds.
Earlier.
Okay, yeah, he'll just make it.
It's,
yeah.
Like, it's like a metal.
I'll do it at a higher difficulty. By all means, I'll use my reflex roll.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do because it's happening so fast.
Okay. 17 plus 5, 22.
Okay. You grab the grappling hook that Connell throws up very quickly, and he's secured. You notice this ooze, this cube down there, it's starting to move.
Is it moving up?
Yes.
Jeez.
Okay. Damn it, I didn't know gelatinous goose could move vertically.
You can hear the grinding of gears as the floor of the pit's being pushed up.
Oh, God. I have a plan for this. I have something for this.
If it's anything except grab my fucking rope and pull me out of that hole, I'm going to brain somebody with a cookie jar.
No, as he's climbing up, I'm like, get him out of the way. And you see me pull out a vial of alchemist fire.
No!
Yes! I am completely in favor of this plan.
I just grabbed all one of everything just in case.
Okay.
Get him out. This is going to be great.
Okay, I run up to help pull that rope. I'll assist with the strength.
Derek, isn't acid good against gelatinous cubes?
Well, we're about to find out.
Yeah.
Mike?
Yes,
Do I even need to really roll for a rage touch attack when it fills up the entirety of the shaft?
No, you can do it. You can definitely hit it.
All right, if he's going to ask, I'll save my alchemist.
I lean over, make sure that I point away from Connell.
Thank you.
And I just start dropping acid splash down it.
All right. You deal, I'm presuming.
It's a D3 plus 1.
Okay, so you deal how much damage?
Tom, pass me one of your D3s. Okay. How many rounds do I have to throw this off, Mike? It's a cantrip. I can do it however.
I'll say 3 times.
Okay, I'm just going to roll 3 D3s then.
All right.
Am I performing a climb check?
Yes.
Okay.
And let me see what I want you to roll.
It takes 7 acid damage, Mike. All right, I have climb as a skill.
Yeah, go ahead. 15 is what I'm looking for.
Okay, I rolled an 18 plus 4. I got 22.
You are good. You scramble up the rope. You scramble up the rope. You see the gelatinous cube absorbing the rope.
Elcast!
All right, so you do a bunch of damage to it. I should warn you, cubes have a retarded amount of hit points.
Okay, yeah,
so,
I wasn't expecting
so here's what's
going to
happen. I'm going
to
get out of the hole, and then I'm going to start running back towards the beach.
The cubes are stupid. We can outwit this thing.
Yes, if we're outsmarted by a gelatinous cube, we are dumber than something that has intelligence zero.
Okay, wait. I have a bag of... Who has a bag of caltrops? Because I've got one, too.
Mm.
Okay, we put a bag of caltrops behind us. We keep running around in a circle. And make it run to the bag of caltrops.
It will just dissolve and eat the caltrops.
It will.
Mike.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know how cubes work.
It's Mike, like saying I'm going to stop a giant glass of milk with these cookies.
I bought something earlier on my sheet that I think will actually be of use to it.
Okay.
I brought food and provisions with us because I'm a halfling and we must have at least 6 to 12 meals a day.
All right.
Just the idea that you have to stop a giant glass of milk.
Everyone, back away from the pit. I'm going to lead a trail of food off directly away from the pit.
What are you smoking?
It's a gelatinous cube, not
it goes, no,
Yogi
it's a gelatinous
Bear.
Cube. It goes towards food. It will follow wherever the food source is once it hits a three-dimensional environment.
Okay, so what happens is you lay a line of food out. The trap...
Can
stops,
someone do a knowledge check
and then
to see if what
retracting
he's saying
back
actually
down.
Makes sense?
Okay, so the cube doesn't, it doesn't
cube,
actually bring the...
The cube does not reach the surface. 19, something jams in the trap, and it just goes back down.
Oh, well, we were, like, panicking over nothing.
Well,
let's just go
I
at the house
like
and fight
an
the demons.
Like, the cube's not even out of the hole, and you're dumping your lunch all over the floor again. Like, what are you doing?
Let's dump the food in. We'll keep the cube as a pet.
Why don't we worry about... What was that thing in the nightmare, that fiery beast thing? Let's worry about that.
All right, then.
So can we walk around?
I believe that I was, in fact, outsmarted by a gelatinous cube.
You know what?
Zero.
When we speak of this adventure, you will only mention how I faced down the world's greatest assassin, not how I attempted to feed the gelatinous cube.
Shut up. We don't have that much time left.
All right.
Okay,
so.
I just realized we could have used the staff to resurrect my chicken.
That's not occurred to me, but we'd already used it to resurrect him.
I would have been dead forever.
You're going to resurrect a chicken, but not our fucking cleric?
Dude,
priorities, man.
In like a couple of days, we can do it.
Yeah, I could have carried the chicken with me, and next time there's a day when we can use
it. Did you bury it or something?
No, it just left it.
He left it out there.
It was quickly eaten by street homeless people. Anyway.
Who were very thankful.
Finger looking good.
There's not much left.
He's like a town beggar wandering around, and there's a freshly cooked chicken just sitting outside, and it has literally got a little collar, and it's tied to a post. And then there's like Jimmy John is just looking at it like, I'm not gonna ask questions.
I do not question a free meal from heaven. I only eat the free meal from heaven.
I'm just gonna thank the gods and move on.
All right, moving on. Shut up.
Sorry.
Moving forward.
I owe my day.
Okay.
That's what he would have wanted.
All right, so what happens after the cube retracts?
Yeah.
The piece of earth that opened up promptly seals again.
Oh.
The door that was there opens.
Oh. Just to make our lives
we
easier,
really
I write
out.
In the chalk, in chalk on the ground where that pit was so we don't step on it again.
Okay, so you mark it with a giant X.
Yeah.
You enter this underground cavern. Basically what happens is you go down like something that looks like it was carved in the rock into a cave. You come down and everything is covered in this green glowing slime on the walls. Roll me Dungeoneering.
Dungeoneering? Yeah. I got that as a skill.
10.
Ooh, 20.
13. 14.
Touching the green slime will kill you.
Don't touch the green slime, anybody.
15. It gives off...
16.
You identified as green flesh-eating slime.
Nope, no one touched
this,
the slime.
It's
single
fluorescent.
Single file.
So you know what it is. It lights up. The room is remarkably well lit. You see it lead down a very long hallway, and you can faintly hear people chanting.
Yeah, well, I convey that to the group, so.
Okay.
Kind of pretty.
Would the green slime dissolve, say, a knife?
No, just flesh.
So I could scoop some of it up and put it in a sack or something.
You have to be careful not to touch it.
Yes.
I like the way you think, Dom.
Really? Last time you said
everything. Dissolve anything organic.
Yeah, no. Do that. Do we have, like, a vial of some kind? Like, some kind of glass or some such?
I have a bottle of holy water I can dump out.
I have two bottles of booze that I haven't been drinking.
I have an ink bottle.
You have an ink bottle.
I have two bottles of booze that I haven't really been drinking. I can empty one out.
Start drinking. No. Okay. Because you never know. I want you, if you could, like, if you would be willing to, and I'll even do it for you if you want, because I've got a higher dex. To empty, like get some of this into one of the bottles and seal it back up.
Can
with the
he mage hand some of it?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, mage hand. That's a good idea. Yeah, just using the mage hand to put some of this green ooze in this bottle because it's flesh eating is invaluable.
We need something that's not sealed with a cork because a cork is organic. I would suggest the bottle of the ink bottle because that'd actually be sealed using wax.
Which is organic, though, right?
No. Oh, God, because it'd be beeswax back then.
Mm. Anyway. So as you... I'll just...
We'll
just, like, stuff it with a cloth from your shirt or something.
Yeah, our cloths are organic, too!
We don't have synthetic fiber yet.
So, like, a stone. Just find, like, a
standing
stone.
Figure out what to do with the green slime.
I have stones in my sack.
You hear shrieks of absolute pain.
Let's go!
Forget it.
One of them sounds like an older woman. One is this insane crying of a little girl.
We don't have to close the bottle.
Let's go!
I'm running.
I'll mage-handed if we need it, okay?
All right, so as you guys start running down the corner, everybody
gingerly. Yeah.
Boing, boing.
Acrobatics. If you got
sweet.
It.
Sweet.
I don't, basic dex then.
You roll plus dex.
Yeah, basic dex modifier.
Hey, natural 20! This may be the only time a dwarf in the history of role-playing got a 19 with a plus 3 dex. That's 22.
Okay.
17.
The dexterous dwarf.
Tom?
7.
Okay, so what happens is you guys start running down the hallway.
26.
You are all unaffected except for Tom. What happens is you step on a pressure plate.
Oh.
And a giant axe drops out of the ceiling. Give me a reflex.
Yeah, reflex.
Okay.
We didn't catch my teeth.
We were not being okay.
7 plus 3, 10.
1d10 damage.
All right.
1d10 plus 1, 4.
Okay.
This thing cuts you in the shoulder, but you're still able to keep moving past it.
Okay, sweet.
So I took 4 damage?
Yeah. So you keep running down the hallway. You're thinking, Jesus, that was close. So you guys come into this huge chamber, and you can see it's carved into the rock, but there are 4 pillars supporting the ceiling. And you just see this huge stone altar. You see probably about 5 or 6 guys dressed in black robes that there's covered over. You just see them chanting, and you see the 3 witches above the girls. Two of them are working on the queen, taking daggers and carving things into her skin. The other one is drawing on the little girl using acid touch and burning runes into her skin.
Oh god, I have something beautiful. Oh god. How much does that alchemist fire weigh?
I think it weighs a pound.
Yeah,
a pound?
I think so.
A pound? I can mage hand it above one of their heads.
You can.
Yeah, but then you also splatter on the women.
Oh, are they close enough that it was splattered?
They're carving them.
No, that's dangerous.
Right there. They're like right over them, carving on them and shit.
That's too dangerous.
Okay.
Cross.
Do we get surprise going in?
Let me see. They're going to roll perception.
Can I roll a stealth?
Yeah, let's all roll stealth.
Oh, they don't know you're there. They rolled the natural 1.
They're really busy carving shit into the queen.
Fucking focus
well,
on this.
I think as we're going in, guys, we have 3 ranged attacks. We have spell, crossbow, bow.
Other than the 3 witches that are standing around, like, the altar with the 2 girls on them, are the people in the black robes around them?
They're kind of circling around the altar.
So there's a circle around the altar of people in black robes, and then within that circle, there's the altar with the queen and the princess, and then the 3 witches in there.
Yes.
All right. is there anything else in the room?
Other than the 4 pillars supporting the ceiling, no.
Okay.
I like how you mentioned that.
I'd like to point out that I don't have my shield equipped because I want to be able to be stealthy. And that gives
me you
minus
ran,
two.
So I'm presuming.
Oh.
All right. Okay. So I'm going to use my stealth to move up to one of the pillars.
Okay.
And then attempt to take a shot with my crossbow.
Okay, roll me a stealth check.
Stealth check. That's 12 plus 18.
Holy shit.
Yeah, not only am I really good at stealth, but then wearing that ring gives me an extra 10.
All right, so you literally just kind of melt in into the shadows. You approach behind one of them. You definitely got one of them in a flanking position.
I got a 15.
You move quietly. Basically, you do disturb some rocks. You definitely made noise, but no one's paying attention.
All right, then I am going to, if I take time, can I add to my attack roll to peg one of the witches?
If you take a full round, yes, you get a plus one to hit.
I will do that.
I rolled a 3. I mean, I get plus 2, and it was wasted.
I'm going to time casting a magic missile for when they fire.
So you're going to hold action.
Six.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom, what are you doing?
I rolled 5 on my stealth.
You roll 5 on your stealth?
What are you doing, Tom?
You slip on a slippery piece of moss. You fall on your face.
Well, no, they'll just see him.
But they do not notice you. But it was wow. Boom! You're like,
they critical failure their perception check.
Oh, wow.
I have plus 2 to stealth.
15, right?
I still 15.
Okay, so you're good. Justin, what did you roll?
For
not attempting to stealth in the room, I guess. Oh, hey.
You're good.
That,
that
your dex.
That was a 15 plus 0.
Plus 0, so it's 15.
Yeah, deck. You're good. No, it's a plus 1.
Oh, suppose that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, you are fine, Justin.
Great.
I roll a
It's 14. It's plus 2.
I rolled a natural 15.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
And
you're fine.
So then
DC was 12. That. So
yeah,
you're fine.
We're good.
I got a 24 to hit.
You definitely hit one of the witches in the back of the head.
So roll for damage.
I think it's an extra 1d6 damage.
Mike and Tom,
yes, it is. So I
want to
roll your hits, guys. Yeah. Since we're
get divine favor here, just before we do our. If they're doing their long range, I'm
okay.
Before I bring out my sword, I'm gonna get that
19.
Bonus.
Okay.
Oh,
it's like, plus
19 plus. Hang on. 19 plus 3. 22. Birdman. 22.
You hit.
Yep.
18 damage.
Do I even get a hit? Because you said I
fell. Kill one of the witches. Basically. Boom! I presume you use kind of lightning with that, too?
Yeah, that was
basically
one of the lightning strikes. I've only got one
hits
left.
Hits her right in the back of the spine, drops to the ground.
When he does that, I did 4 damage.
Yeah.
Is that 1 per day?
Mike, do I even get an attack? Because you said I fell over,
yes.
So I would be prone. And,
yeah, you're prone.
Yeah. Mike, 5 damage. I magic missile the third witch who they're not shooting, and from the doorway because it does in fact have a verbal component.
Which did you want to hit?
The one who was doing acid on the kid.
Okay, so you hit the one on the kid, take her right in the back of the head. Her head literally explodes
taser
from all
shot.
The electricity.
Oh, well, that's
she
the
drops.
Little girl's now traumatized with the exploding head all over
from
her
the doorway,
face.
Just Bizarre!
All right, you
zap.
Bam! You hit one of the witches, dealing...
I did max damage on my magic
damage.
Missile, yeah.
Okay.
5
You hit her for 5.
Not as exciting as Connell's...
18.
I did 4. Even less exciting.
And you're going to hit the one that obviously was still... Are you hitting a new witch or the same one he hit?
I hit a different one.
Yeah,
then...
I hit a different one.
Okay.
Just a chance to stun him.
Okay, so that's 4 damage, you said?
Yeah, arrow in the back of the head should stun some.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, everybody roll initiative.
Ba-ba-da. Hey, it's actually a good time.
15.
16.
20. So 24.
Okay, so
okay,
hold on
I've
a sec.
Rolled 3 threes with this gamer dice. But whatever, I don't care about initiative
hold
so
on.
Much.
I don't care about initiative.
Okay, who got next? I rolled 20.
24.
Okay, so you go first, me.
What's 17 and 4? 21.
Okay, so it's you. So then me.
I got a 16.
Okay. Who's higher than 16? Anybody?
I had a 15.
I had okay. 6.
So Justin, Mike, and then Tom.
The next
all right, Derek,
that
you go first,
good,
man.
So.
Okay, well...
The cultists have definitely turned their attention to you. The robed figures, but they're not making action. The witch?
I'm basically in fucking Harry Dresden pose there. I throw another magic missile at the one that I hit.
Okay, then. It hits. Roll me damage.
Another 5.
Nice.
Okay, you hit her. She does not look good. So you hit her again. She looks very unsteady on her feet. Basically, your magic missiles rip right across her body. This basically big magical burns across her face. And another one right across her throat. She looks like she's barely standing.
Sheesh.
All right,
then. Did I get her enough that she's stunned and won't be able to cast anything at me this round?
She looks pissed. But it is unfortunately...
Is there anything I can move to take cover behind?
It's Connell's turn. Sorry. So.
Okay, so between the point where I'm standing at the pillars and the center where the altar is, how far is that?
Probably about 10 feet.
About 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, and... Okay, so that actually puts me out of range of something that I'm going to attempt here. Another thing, have they noticed me, or are they still looking at him?
No, they have no idea. They're looking at him noticed? And Mike.
All right, then you're going to put the crossbow over to one hand,
okay.
Reach into his pocket, and I'm going to toss another Thunderstone,
okay.
And I'm going to aim for just the other side of the altar.
Okay.
So that's going to stun some of the cultists on that side, and hopefully the witches, and also the queen and the princess. But if it stuns those people, and also if the sound's coming from over there, it's less of a chance that they're going to see me.
All right, then. So everyone's going to have to roll a... It's a fortitude save.
God damn it, Kyle.
So give me a sec.
Well, so I was aiming for the other side of the thing to try to be out of range of it.
All right, so you do that. The witches unfortunately make their saves.
Okay.
But...
The cultists is what I'm worried 20. About.
The cultists also do.
Oh, the cultists also make
I rolled it natural.
Oh.
Yep, you're fine. Who rolled above a 15?
I got a 14.
What's it? It's not your day, man.
For the fucking Thunderstones? I'm 3 feet tall.
Well, I'm trying to throw it beyond
what am
its,
I rolling, reflex?
Damage and range so that, yeah. It's, so that it doesn't hit our party who's by the
poles
of the door.
It still fills the room. You're in a room that would echo.
Yeah, right.
I got fortitude, right?
Yeah.
The cleric rolled 6.
Okay, you guys all just...
The Thunderstone again?
For the sake of dramatics, you guys are stunned
away
by
it.
Okay.
So that's a game master gimme.
Okay.
All right.
Well, good to know you guys.
All right, so they are stunned, but...
I'm stunned?
The cultists stunned. Are like, what the fuck? They don't know where you are, though.
Yeah, because it would have landed on the opposite side.
So the cultists are going to attack now.
Yeah.
They didn't know where you were before!
All right.
I was attempting to deafen some of them.
The like queen, days. And they are coming after Justin.
Who's currently stunned.
Who should have just taken
by the Thunderstone.
It's got a 10-foot range. I didn't think it would affect us.
18 is my AC.
Oh, yeah. So they hit you exactly. They...
Does it go to attack or a defender?
Tie. It usually goes to defender. It depends on the DM.
Yeah. Usually goes to the defender. So you... Kind of like, well, what am I hit with? Just give me a second. The one chick throws a dart at you. Basically, she right out of her robe. Goes like that. So you take 1d4. Damage.
Okay.
And 4. Oh. Plus 1. No, plus 3, 7. I just need to look up.
That's going to the defender? Wow.
7 damage on 21 plus yet.
You're also poisoned.
Or something.
And I can't find it on my phone right now, so I'm just going to say it does 1 damage per round.
Okay.
So this thing hits you. It hits you in the shoulder. It goes in really deep. But on the bonus side, the shock of that pain kind of knocks you out of your daze.
Oh, great.
Ow.
There you go.
Yay. I'm at 14.
All right. So you're good.
You're no longer.
Moving down to Mike.
Yo. Okay. I'm just reading the rules on Grease because it's not showing me the DC check for Grease.
It only really affects if they're going over terrain.
Well, they're going over terrain to walk towards us. So if I Grease that... They might slip on the way to us, which just becomes hilarious at that point.
All right.
It's either that or I boost everyone's rolls.
Yeah.
I think that would be your best idea.
Yeah. If you have a way to snap me out of being stunned, thank you, Connell.
Amazing. It's called Inspire.
Like, I could go for the comedy, or I could like actually help the entire team.
It's called
the final battle.
Inspire Courage, and once I do it, it's a round thing, so I can do it like 6 rounds total. And everyone gets plus 1 morale against charm and fear effects and plus 1 on attack and weapon damage rolls.
I think that would be your best option.
Right. So to play this... Dun, 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 dun. You got the touch!
All right.
You got the power!
All right, so the cave fills with the sound of your song. Your enemies are like... D. They look at you in amazement. They're like, they brought a bard.
This party has a...
bard.
They expected fully armored knights, not the motley crew that you guys are.
Not a halfling with sorcerer and a bard.
See,
and a
guy with a chicken. Plus one to hit, plus one damage. So
all right, keep all that in mind. Tom, it's your go.
I was stunned, I thought.
No.
You're fixed now.
Yeah, you're fixed now. Okay. Thanks to the bard.
It's the touch. Stan Bush has liberated you.
Love Stan Bush.
All right, well, awesome, I'm going to use my move action to stand up from prone, action to draw out a dagger, and I'm going to throw it.
All right, roll it.
at the witch that I've been blasting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do a little twirl in the air.
How far away is she?
Mike?
About 10 feet.
I have a spell for the mooks. Sleep, bitches.
19 plus 5.
You hit.
Oh, but that's a critical range.
All right, roll it.
Because I rolled a natural 19.
A 19 is critical.
Yeah, roll it. Roll to confirm.
19 or 20.
You do not confirm, but you hit.
Still a hit.
Do a d4.
Actually, quick question. The queen and the princess, are they chained to the altar?
I'm yes.
Like they're attached to it.
Yes, they're attached to it. All right, what's your damage?
Bling, 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 bling.
6. You throw your dagger, basically grab it by the tip, whip it, hits the one witch right in the heart, drops her.
Yay. All right.
Drops clutching the dagger and falls to the ground dead. The last witch is still standing.
Yes.
And now it's the top of the round again.
Well, I never went.
Mike.
Oh, right. Sorry, Justin. Sorry.
Yeah, Justin.
Didn't write you down, sir.
I thought you were praying.
That was last time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
did
your surprise round. Then we rolled initiative where I think I rolled a
16?
16.
Yeah.
All right, 16. Here you go.
So then I was stunned, but then I wasn't stunned because I got hit and that knocked me out of it.
All right.
It was great. It was all fun, everyone. I've got super buffs from like singing and praying and having a great old time.
Oh, you're stacked.
So I go and pull out the cold iron masterwork longsword that I haven't used at all this game because it wasn't actually mine
one
when
last
it started.
Witch to take out. Do
you use the flame tongue?
Oh, I don't have that.
I gave it back to you.
This actually still does mo damage. It's masterwork.
It does mo damage.
Yeah, the other one's magic.
This one's magic too. Don't worry. It's got the cold.
I got the more magical.
Dual wield.
You can have that ability.
Right,
I
want to lop her head off. All right.
Okay.
All right. So I'm gonna
Are you doing a called shot?
What is the layout of this room again? We've got the pillars and the altars and the witches, but wasn't there like a fire pit in the back
or
something?
Just kill her.
No. Okay. Great.
That was only from your vision.
That was just a dream. Yeah. Oh God, that's a foreshadow. Okay. So I'm running at her to the neck. Oh, that's pretty good. So that would have been a 4 plus and the other 2, so 16 plus 6.
You hit her.
No
doubt about it.
1d8 plus 1 damage plus 1d4 cold damage.
All right.
So 1d8 and
the other option is you could have used the flame sword and just power burner.
Yeah,
but we've got another turn. Don't worry. It's if okay. He swings the ice sword and the fire sword. I rolled an 8. So that's a 9 and then that's another 4 or no, that's just
plus your strength
plus
bonus.
Plus a 3. Oh, plus my strength
plus
bonus?
Strength bonus. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, plus 2 to damage. So that's 8 plus 5.
13
plus 3.
Plus 16.
One. All right.
16
so
damage.
You swing your sword, you carve right into her shoulder, right through her. The power of the cold travels up the blade,
power
freezes her
day.
Body solid. After a second, shatters.
Yeah, I twist the blade after it freezes.
Awesome.
Crack her in half.
Everywhere.
Hang on. There's no way it's that easy.
No.
Now.
I have a solution to our
minion
problem,
there was another vision.
Too.
Yeah.
And I think I just used the
next
cold
round
on...
starts, Mike.
Next one's a fire guy.
Yeah.
Look at the minions.
Mm-hmm. I know what I want to do.
Sleep.
All right.
I don't even know if they get a check against
I don't think so.
Minions.
So all the minions fall asleep.
How many are
as
there?
As the last... 10. As the last minion hits the floor, the cave starts to shake.
Yep.
I rush and I start picking the locks on the right. Manacles.
Disabled device.
Disabled device, and I get
Birdman,
an extra
question.
Two.
Can my teleport
I can luck you.
Bracelet take someone
want.
With me?
One person, yes.
18.
Excellent.
Get the girl.
You nope. Disable the queens.
And they're planar, right? I can go to different planes?
And roll again for the princess.
Okay.
I can go to different planes,
I was
right?
No, it just takes you someplace
you.
Safe.
Doesn't matter.
But as long as you know where you're going, it'll take them there.
Same thing.
Yeah. All right. You disable
them
both.
I grab the princess, scoop her up, and run.
What happens as you guys
go, go, go,
do this?
Go, 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 go.
You see part of the floor give way behind the altars. This huge just gout of fire and lava shoots up, hits the ceiling. You guys avoid it.
Yep.
And this huge demon, you recognize it as the demon from your visions. This pit fiend and this succubus.
I suggest we all run.
Wait, we got the ladies. Let's go.
When we were in the armory, and you can attest to this,
yep.
I in fact wrote down two thunderstones.
Yeah.
So as we are getting to like the doorway and running back down in the hallway, I'd like with princess turn and whip a stone at it.
Screw it! I got alchemist fire. I'll do this.
We're
same
in
thing.
That room.
No, we're leaving the room now.
We're in front of us.
And if it's on the other side of a 20-foot room, we would be out of the radius.
It
of the
hit
blast
us from
sound.
Two stories down
like
in a room
really
with
made
music
with the
playing.
Thunderstone.
All
right,
no.
All right, I'll
I've
leave
got
it.
Alchemist
geez.
Fire. Let me just mage hand alchemist fire.
It's not gonna hurt the demons.
Oh, yeah,
who's actually made of fire?
Yeah. Fuck it, Birdman.
Yeah, running.
Magic missile, acid splash. I take the tunnel down behind us.
Is that what you're doing?
As we're running the fuck away.
Hang on. Before we get...
It gets an attack roll, then.
No, just run. Let's just run.
Okay, fuck it. Let's run. We're running.
No, you said it.
Yeah.
Attack roll.
All right.
Does a 30 hit you?
Yes.
Oh, fuck.
You feel a dark energy come over you. The demon's voice is in your head.
Oh, peace.
I hit the heel stick.
Kill your friends. Oh. You get no saving throw against this.
Ooh,
you can beat a 30.
Is that an audio thing? Because I can countersong that.
Mike?
You're fighting a creature you have no hope in hell of beating.
I know, and that's why I'm trying to run the fuck away from it. Is my overwhelming urge for survival, plus any one of these magic items, somehow useful.
Will countersong work?
No.
Yeah.
No, this is like a fucking pit fiend. This is like a, if we were all level 20, we might stand a chance kind of monster.
Yeah. Okay, wait a minute.
26 acrobatics to run through that hallway full of slime.
You're fine.
Okay,
you bolt right out.
I actually do have a solution to this one, Mike.
All right.
With my charisma of 20, because there is still some wiles. Yes, but later.
Roll me your will save.
Okay.
I'm looking for a 20.
It all comes down to this.
20.
You break the demon's hold.
Run!
Running like the fuck!
You do as such, you just hear the pit fiend roar, "You have all failed me!"
As he's roaring, I'm just like, guys, pit.
Basically,
failure
what happens?
Is good. Failure is good. Let's
you
go.
You start
go.
Hearing screams from the other room, like, and screams and wet, squishy sounds. And then.
That's all those sleeping cultists.
All right, they totally deserved it.
Basically, this huge fire blast shoots out of the hole as you guys clear it with the queen.
And over the pit.
The
and
manor
the princess.
Starts to just melt.
To the boat!
All right, so you guys
it's like
do
the
that.
Opening of Ghostbusters.
Get her!
Or Indiana Jones.
So you guys
did you see it? What was it? We'll get back to you.
What?
Sarah's still there.
Get her!
Unconscious.
What did you say?
Yep.
And rowing the fuck out?
Yep.
All right, so you guys get in the boat.
Her?
Start rowing.
Did we grab her?
She was in the boat.
She was still in the
boat. We left her in the
boat.
So as you guys get off the island, once you guys are about maybe 10 minutes out, the island just starts to glow red.
That's right.
And starts to sink into the water.
Well, there goes our guild hall, Mike.
This is like the ending of every SNES game ever. Where, like, the castle slowly sinks in the distance as you're riding away. Like, Castlevania.
And then the camera zooms in on the halfling's eyes because it's still made a promise that it has to keep.
You do hear, as you guys start rowing out on the boat, each of you hears something different. You hear a voice in your head.
Sven, me.
Sven hears, "You will still betray them." Derek, in your head, "Now I know how you think."
Ooh.
Justin. Whatever your character. I'm sorry. Forget
Soth.
Soth.
I only said it once.
You hear in your character's head, the voice says, "I'll be your god before the end of the year." The bard, "I can't wait for you to get home." And Tom, just the eerie
crying of a child.
Of a chicken.
The only thing you hear.
Of a clucking.
Fury clucking.
Okay, so what happens, you guys arrive back at the castle with Thera. The forest, the path right down the main road, completely clear. Sun, basically, if you look off to the side of the road, oh, it's still evil as fuck. But right down the middle, fine.
Good Corcus Maximus, good Corcus Maximus. Who's a good doggy? Who's a good
doggy? So you guys arrive back at the castle. The king is still nowhere to be seen. But you guys go back to the king's bedroom to see he's there. His eyes have healed, but he's still not quite himself. Mm. The court seer says he will never be fit to rule again, but he is alive. He looks at the queen, who is still very shaken up from this, but Thera did heal, says, you're in line now. This is your kingdom now. The princess just goes over to her father, starts crying to him. The dad, you can tell, it's the best way to describe it, it's like he has Alzheimer's disease. He doesn't remember anything for more than a few couple minutes.
Mm.
And he just whispers one more thing. It's not over. And that is where we shall leave things. So that was Pathfinder, Nightmare Lake. Did I fudge the rules? You fucking right I did. But I think we all had a good time, which we'll talk about in the debrief
next week for
this episode. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. Once again, big thanks to our sponsors of NobleKnight.com, where Out of Print is available again. And, of course, the good folks over at OffWorldDesigns.com, where you can get a vast variety of geeky T-shirts. Trust me, they're awesome. Use promo code BROHOOF to get 10% off your entire order. So, for These Warriors Are Terrible, we have been...
Connell Macbeth, a.k.a. Dr. Holocaust.
Justin, I only died once. Ecock.
Big Mike of the 404s.
Tom, he's an evil genius, Wyatt.
And I'm Derek the Bard.
I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd, your game master, saying I'll see you guys next week.
And we weren't so terrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
I was pretty crappy.
You have just listened to This Week in Geeks. These warriors are terrible. Did our terrible warriors succeed in saving the day? Did someone do something completely insane and stun the GM into a stupefied silence? And lastly, did someone get punched square in the goodie bags? Also, are there any settings or RPG systems you'd like the terrible warriors to visit? Do you have your own shameful, awesome, or just plain silly RPG adventures? Tell us with a comment on this episode post or email us at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. Until next time, geeks and gamers, the dice has been put away, the books back on the shelf, and the Cheetos stuck to the floor. For these warriors are terrible!